Cha-ching! Achievement unlocked. 5 out of 5 days. Friday, the end of the week is nigh. It is Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
Yes, it's the weekend is just ahead of us. Simo, do you have any exciting plans for the weekend?
Mate, might go carve up, but I want to talk about what happened in Jindabyne yesterday afternoon.
What did happen in Jindabyne yesterday
afternoon? Did you try to go shopping, perchance?
Oh, that.
Oh, yes.
I did happen to go shopping.
How did you go?
I walked in, saw the queue was enormous, and walked straight out.
Do you have any known reason about why that might have been the case?
I heard a rumour.
What was it? What did you hear?
Was it due to the machines, the FPOS machines going down?
Yeah, so like everywhere, like cash out not happening, cards not happening, and that was from like 3 o'clock-ish, I think, right and through into the evening, so I was like... I wonder if there's a few hungry people this morning.
I needed to go in and get groceries. As I said, walked in, saw the line, walked out and decided I should just have takeaways last night.
You need to calm down, Taylor Swift, this morning on 97.7 Snow FM, now broadcasting on DAB Digital Radio in Canberra. So you can catch us in the capital where all the money is.
Yes, speaking of money, Simo, I've got a very ethical conundrum for you. Imagine you were driving down the road... say the Alpine Way.
Okay.
And you saw a whole load of money on the side of the road. Would you A, pick up the money and keep it? B, pick up the money and hand it in to, say, the police? Or C, keep on driving?
Oh, there's 3 options.
Yes. I can give you a 4th if you want.
I mean, I found some keys, actually, recently, just walking out of work.
Mm-hmm, you
and
did.
And there was only one car in the car park when I found them.
Mm-hmm, and that was yours.
No, well, mine was there, plus this other car, and then I had the car keys in my hand. So, I mean, I had a similar ethical conundrum, and I handed them in to police. So, I mean, I'd love to say that I would just go for the cash grab, but I would probably, I mean, in all honesty, maybe, it is cash, though.
Yeah, it is cash, whereas keys...
completely untraceable. I mean, in order to, like, claim just a random car, I mean, there's a whole bunch of work that goes into that, like, chop shop, you know, like, gutting the thing on the inside. I wouldn't even know the first thing about... well, I know the first thing, but I just wouldn't know the second and the third
thing
about...
You're talking a lot. It's like you're panicking almost. It's like it's a very simple question. Well, I guess it is not simple, but yeah.
No, so, well, obviously, what we've discovered is I would think about keeping the cash, but I feel like I would probably cave and do the right thing. Why do you ask?
All right, now turn the microphones off and tell me what you'd actually do.
Yeah, so wait, where did this happen?
So this actually happened in America overnight. So an armoured truck, obviously not a very good armoured truck, just sprayed a whole load of money out the back and it went flying all over the road. It's estimated $175,000 was on the road.
Jeez.
And yeah, the punters behind went absolutely nuts picking up the money. Some have handed it in to police. And police say, like, it's all filmed, it's on camera, you know, everyone's got a camera these days, they're recording it, they've got your car license number, they can see you picking up the money, so they will chase you down if you don't hand in the money, but, I mean, at the same time, is that illegal to pick up money that's just on the side of the road?
You gotta risk it to get the sexy biscuit, aka the cash.
I'm worried if you find biscuits sexy.
Super attractive, almost as attractive as cold, hard cash. Hiya this morning, that was Kygo and it is Snow FM at breakfast. Thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kumanis. And Simo and Jordan just hanging out.
Hey now Simo, the feud between Lewis Capaldi and Noel Gallagher has taken another turn overnight.
I'm so much of a fan that you brought this up because I've been following along like this with a fine tooth comb, but I wasn't sure if I was ever going to be able to explore it.
So if you missed it, essentially from the start, about a month ago now, maybe a bit more, Noel Gallagher called Lewis Capaldi an idiot.
And for those that don't know who Noel Gallagher is, I mean, that we might be actually living in a world where that has occurred.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So Liam and Noel Gallagher were the boys behind this particular band. You might have heard of a little band called Oasis.
Who were the other guys at Oasis? Nah. I don't think anyone knows.
I think they were literally called the other guys.
Just the other guys. There's both Gallagher's and then there's just...
the other guys.
Peter...
Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Literally the other guys.
Probably would be no one would recognise. Anyway, so about a month ago, Noel Gallagher called Lewis Capaldi an idiot and also called him a... better not mention that word on air.
I've got the quote here, actually.
Do
if you want, I'll read it out for you.
Go for it.
Have you got the latest one or do you want the first one?
Go the first one. Do you have the first one?
All right. Noel, basically, he calls Lewis Capaldi out. He's like, who's this Capaldi fella? He knows he's Scottish, but Scotland is like a third world country. You must never have had a better day than this.
Yep, and Lewis Capaldi responded, by just posting numerous videos online on social media, poking fun at Noel. He performed at Glastonbury with a big t-shirt with Noel's face on it.
Well, it gets better. So at Glastonbury, Lewis Capaldi actually dressed like Noel Gallagher. It's so like with the bucket hat, the iconic Oasis look. Ah, ridiculous.
Anyway, Noel has been silent pretty much through this whole thing, but now has finally responded by saying Chewbacca, referring to Lewis Capaldi as Chewbacca, should enjoy his 15 minutes of fame.
Yes, indeed.
And it took Lewis Capaldi all of about 15 minutes or so to respond back to that by changing his name on Twitter to Chewy Capaldi.
So good. No, it's Chewus Capaldi.
Chewus Capaldi, and just photoshopping his face onto Chewbacca.
I mean, it's a good feel story, really.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can't beat Lewis Capaldi. If you aren't familiar with him, we're going to have his music right now. Someone you loved, and I do have a final quote from Lewis Capaldi in a recent interview.
I do think he missed a trick, though. He should have called himself Lou Bacca.
He said that Noel brought me up in an interview the other day. He said he wasn't the biggest fan of my music, but I love him to bits. I'm going on. Some early Miley Cyrus there when she first transitioned from Hannah Montana. It is Simo and Jordan for Snow FM Breakfast, waking you up 7 minutes on the way to 7 o'clock.
So was that before or after the weird naked twerking on Robin Thicke phase she went through?
It went Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
Younger now.
Mm-hmm.
Twerking. Glastonbury Old Town Road.
So where's naked on a wrecking ball? Is that in
Yeah, that's right after twerking.
There's so many. It's tricky to keep count of.
And then she's in Black Mirror doing it all again.
Yeah.
So worth checking out that. Mm. But so speaking of TV series, Chernobyl, you actually watched this, the latest thing that's kind of out.
Yeah, there's a TV show about Chernobyl. I've watched a bit of it. It's really good. I kind of didn't have internet for a month or so, which kind of ruined my chances of watching the rest, but I need to catch up.
And it's got to the stage now when a new TV series kind of drops, all your Instagrammers get on board. There's a whole bunch of hashtagging that goes on. People actually just then started flocking to Chernobyl, which is like a nuclear disaster zone, right?
Mm. Which, see, I'm really annoyed about this.
Okay.
Because it's one of the weird things about me. I've always wanted to go to Chernobyl. I've wanted to go before it's cool.
Oh, really?
And now everyone's going.
Before it's cool.
Yeah, and now everyone's going and they've stolen my thunder.
It's actually the opposite, mate. It's a nuclear hot zone.
Mm.
But the president of Volodymyr Zelensky, he has signed a decree that sets out plans for new walking trails and enhanced mobile phone reception. So he's going to make it an actual tourist hotspot, if you like. I got to stop with these hot puns. It's even hurting me.
I know.
But it's turned into a tourist attraction, but for whatever reason, Instagrammers, they really aren't that educated. It's all about the aesthetic. They don't do their research.
Why? What have they been doing now?
So not only have they been visiting Chernobyl, they've also been visiting a pristine blue lake in Russia, right? So it kind of almost looks like Caribbean waters. Very, you know, beautiful in its kind of aesthetic, if you like.
Did not expect a big blue lake to be in the middle of Russia, but there you go.
That's because it is actually, it's like a dump spot for...
Oh, really?
Yeah, for a thermal power station. So all these people, like, excess upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of Instagram likes. Meanwhile, these people are actually swimming around in toxic waste.
You know what that is?
What?
Natural selection.
It really is. You ready here? So this is a comment straight from the actual thermal plant. Who's allowed to do what they're doing?
Oh, is it in Russian?
It's in capital letters. Therefore, we ask you very much that in your quest for a selfie, you don't fall down into the ash dump. This is a big risk. Please stay out.
Why do I get the feeling just someone's been on Google Translate for that?
Probably. I mean, if it was in Russian, it would be scarier, but the caps lock is probably enough. Lauren Dangle, you say this morning, Snow FM Breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan, Simo and Jordan. 16 minutes past 7.
And on behalf of Simo, if you're having breakfast, I can only apologise for this next little bit.
It's a new game. It's called... Why is that man naked? Is that what we should call it?
Why is that man naked?
It's always an important question.
Oh, God.
You're right over there. I mean, I can start it off if you want.
No, I'll go first.
Okay, go first.
There's a picture here and I'm starting to feel a bit sick, to be honest. Trains can be a bit boring being on a train ride.
Not if there's a naked man.
Very good point. and one man in Melbourne yesterday.
Right. Yeah,
had the exact same thought as you. What a coincidence!
Yeah,
that this train ride is a bit boring. There happens to be water on the floor.
Best spice things up a bit.
I'll just get naked and slide down the carriage.
Oh, sweet!
Like, I don't know why. Like, alcohol is the only thing I can work out why.
What? That he was using that as a lubricant?
No, he had consumed a fair bit.
Oh.
I thought, you know, just getting naked in the middle of a public train and sliding down the centre of the aisle is a perfectly acceptable thing to do.
Probably need a bit of liquid courage, more than likely.
I like that Melbourne Trains came out and said that they condemn this behaviour. Thank you. Thank you. I would have been worried if Melbourne Trains came out and said, yeah, no, it's fine. Yeah, party train. Woo!
It would have been better if they said we embrace this kind of behaviour and then see if anyone else is like, well, if I've always wanted to do that.
Well, if you have always wanted to do that, don't.
A train link between what? Melbourne and...
No, it was just a local commuter train going around Melbourne ferrying people home from the evening.
Also, like, tourists and stuff.
No, like, not tourists, just, like, people working or something that had just finished work going home.
Ah, fair call. Something to liven up the afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy with my podcasts. I don't really want to see a naked man.
But speaking of naked men, Europe's just broken its...
Seamless link, by the way.
It's broken its highest temperature record.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what the temperature was?
In Germany. So it broke 38.6 degrees Celsius, which is nothing.
Toughen up.
Yeah, exactly. But that heat record had been there since 1947.
Mm.
And a guy's got pulled over by German police, which is, you know, always... I mean, is it more worrying to be pulled over by a German policeman than an Australian one?
I don't know. I reckon all policemen are scary.
Better be a bit more scary. In northeast Germany, he was riding around on a scooter with nothing on except a helmet.
Well, at least he was, you know. at least he was protecting his head.
At least he was safety conscious. Barzy's Paradise this morning. 17 minutes on the way to 8 o'clock. Simo and Jordan right here with you for your Friday.
For your Friday, I hope you're having a hearty breakfast.
That's it.
And enjoy your filled up for the day.
Make sure you get all your nutritional value, all the fuel that you need.
Exactly.
Because otherwise, you might just waltz into a bagel shop and absolutely lose it.
I mean, that's a pretty obscure reference.
Yeah, because this is broken this morning of a guy. He's seemingly, I think, there's something brewing. You know when you just... You're going about your own business, maybe you're going to the post office or you're doing the shopping, and you can just tell that someone is, like, ready to just...
Explode.
Yeah. They clearly got some things going on, but it's, like, filtering out into the real world because there's a lot going on in the mind.
Mm.
Well, this is basically 30 seconds into a guy walking in to get some breakfast, and he's upset about online dating. It's next level.
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
Yeah, so he looks about 5'1", 5 foot maybe 2.
Oh, you're very good at guessing heights of people when they're only shot from the waist upwards.
Yeah, and so it gets to the stage where everyone else is lining up for a bagel. This guy is just continuing to berate his personal struggle. Mm. And it gets to this stage, Jordan.
Go ahead and attack me, big
dog. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just wanted bagels. I recorded the whole thing.
She's like, I just wanted a bagel. I recorded the whole thing. I mean...
That got intense.
It really intense really quick. He just gets tackled out of nowhere.
So he's angry because he was hungry and because women wouldn't date him because he was short. Is that correct?
And do you know why that's probably happened? Probably because he doesn't eat enough in the mornings. Yes, Jordan, it has arrived to that moment in time. It is Omer Idol, all thanks to Mountain Munchies.
It is my favourite time of the day, every single day. And we get to have a chat to your Omer.
Good morning, Omer.
Good morning, boys. Jordan, it's my favorite time of day, too, to speak to you and my boy, Simon.
Fantastic, Omar. Hey, now we've become quite good friends over the last month or so.
Yes,
Simo, why are you looking at me like that?
I'm not. I'm just...
No, you're just glaring in my direction.
I was actually having a sip of my tea and just enjoying you guys catching up.
Anyway, Omar, I just realised this morning I've never actually asked you, are you a skier or a snowboarder?
Oh, no, I like to toboggan.
Oh, toboggan. I didn't picture you as a toboggan person, but there you go.
It's so quick. You look and stop. You just go zoom, zoom, zoom. It's so much fun, Jordan. How about you?
I'm a skier myself. Well, not a very good one, but I try.
I'm proud of you anyway.
Thank you. It means a lot.
Omar, have you got those lyrics that I sent you?
Oh, yes.
It's a bit of a high school hit this one, Jordan. Mm. The only clue I'm going to give out. And Omar's singing voice is all ready for us this morning. Take it away, Omar.
Okay. And so Sally can wait. He knows it's too late as we're walking on by. Her soul slides away. But don't look back in anger, I heard you say.
Omar, spectacular for
that
Friday.
That might be the best one
that
we've
was
ever
so
had.
Good.
Oh, thank you, boys. My voice, it suits us so well.
Yeah, we might have to give your voice a bit of a rest next week, but you've gone out with an absolute bang. Omar Idol, it is all thanks to Mountain Munchies, and that voucher now up to...
Jackpotted, it didn't go off yesterday.
Jackpotted, so you can win now by calling 64572977. Omar, have you finished all of your cooking ahead of the weekend?
Oh, yes, I have. Now, Simon and Jordan, it's very important. Do not tell Opa that I am going to Scotland for the week, okay?
Okay. I mean, you've just told everyone.
Very,
but...
very secret. No. Opa is out the back. He will not know a thing.
Okay.
I'm going to see my Sebastian.
How long are you going for? He might notice.
No. It's okay. I have filled up a scarecrow with some of my clothes and put it in the kitchen. He will just talk at it and tell it to cook him things. It's fine.
I actually, yeah, you've done that before.
Mm. Yeah.
He's a sneaky Omar.
Omar, take
your
us out.
Is safe with us, don't worry.
Take us out with that lovely singing voice, 64572977. Thanks for joining us this morning. It is Omar Idol. It's all thanks to Mountain Munchies.
And so Sally can wait. She knows it's too late and we're walking on by. Her soul flies away, but don't look back in anger, I hear you say.
Beautiful.
Omar, thank you. Love you.
Bye, boy.
Love you too. When I wake in the...
Bliss and Esso this morning. Act your age. I never do. 5 to 8, Simo and Jordan.
I don't even know my age.
Well, you should probably get that check. Birth certificate, you got one of those?
I've got a passport. It'll say somewhere there.
It is Snow Fam Breakfast in the midst of Omar Idol. It is all thanks to Mountain Munchies. Good morning to our first caller through, Matt. Good morning.
How we doing? Yeah, good morning.
And you're on your way, what did you say, 15 work days in a row potentially?
Yeah, it's been full on.
Mate, and you're carving up on that snowboard. You'd be a natural. How long have you been snowboarding for?
About 12 years now. So, yeah, it's been a while.
That's 11.99 years more than me.
12 years more than me.
Hey, we heard just before Omar likes the toboggan. Do you like the toboggan, Matt, or are you a tobogganist?
No, I can't say I am. I spend all my days yelling at the tobogganist. Not on the hill.
That's classic. Well, we're in the midst of Omar Idol. And to score your Mountain Munchies voucher, Matt, what were the lyrics that she was singing at the top of her voice this morning?
She was singing Oasis's Don't Look Back in Anger.
He's got it.
Nice work, Matt. Bit of a feed on the way home, so you don't have to, you can skip the line at the supermarket and get takeout instead. How's that sound?
Sounds great. Sounds perfect.
Wicked, Matt. Have a good, another good work day up the slopes. We'll have to come get some lessons from you.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Cheers, guys.
Zara Larson's All The Time this morning on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan, and we are done. We're just about out of here.
We are done. Simo, do you have any exciting plans for the weekend?
Oh, maybe nap. Sleep in. We get to sleep in on weekends.
I know, it's nice.
But
it is nice.
Back from 6 a.m. Monday hanging out with you, but the High School Hits Blitz, that is yet to come as well. Taking you back to your school bag and the lockers. Did you eat your sandwiches that your mum made you?
The bin did.
The bin did?
Yeah.
What did she make?
No, she made peanut butter sandwiches, I remember.
That's
when
not
I was
that bad.
Yeah, I don't know, I just wasn't a fan.
The rookie move by my mum was the lettuce. Never put a lettuce in a sandwich. It's going to spend a lot of time in the backpack.
When you say a lot of time, you don't just mean that morning. You mean probably about 3 weeks.
Oh, from 9 through to 1, it's enough time for like... lettuce is like how much? What's the percentage of water in lettuce? It's a fair amount.
Look, I'm going to say 95% because I have no idea, and 95 is a lot.
Yeah, you're going to end up with a soggy sandwich. Not a good time. But
join us for more lettuce chat. Bright and early Monday morning.